אוקיי, מורנינג.
מורנינג, בוקר טוב.
אוקיי, we're in פרק גימל. I think we started the first bit last week. We spoke about the chapter's called Moire Shabbos. Moire from Loshen Yira, from fear, or we'll see how that ties into Chiddush HaOlam now. I think we started off by saying that there's a certain, from the Yerushalmi, the Gemara brings there, that an Amma Eretz is Ne'eman al Maisus to Shabbos. I think we did that. That an Amma Eretz, if you're asking me something is Maisus during the week, you don't have to believe him, because he's Choshed. It's Choshed. On Shabbos, if he tells you it's Maisus, you believe him. Sha'ina Choshed l'sheker b'Shabbos, because he wouldn't lie on Shabbos. So we see there's an awareness on Shabbos of reality that a person, even though in the week he's choshed of sheker, but on Shabbos he's not choshed. I think we mentioned that last week. He brought down from Rishonim that Moira Shabbos is a mitzvah min haTorah. Someone is person has to have oinek Shabbos, covered Shabbos. There's a musag of Moira Shabbos as well. You have to see exactly what that is. What's miyuchad about Shabbos, that Yerushamayim, you have to have more Yerushamayim on Shabbos than all the other mitzvahs. Seems there's some kind of a musagya of Yerushamayim more than one has during the rest of the week. So let's see what he has to say. Yeah. Very important, Yosodos Yastam. Very, very amazing, amazing stuff. Basic Yosodos in understanding. והנה נתבייר שמוהוס השבס היא שהשבס מוהיר על חידוש העולם. We said that the essence of Shabbos is that it expresses and it teaches and it puts in front of us so we can see clearly חידוש העולם. ובעניין זה יש יסוד גודל שצריך לעמוד עליו. There's a big, big יסוד in this world of מוהיר and חידוש העולם that we need to understand. It brings from the pasuk in Iyov, Yedati ki toichul velo yibotze mimcha mezima, v'ze yesod ha'emuna. She'Hashem yisbarach shmoy hu kol yochol. The yesod of all our emuna, the beginning of everything that we build on in our emuna, is that Hashem's kol yochol. If Hashem is limited in any certain way, then your whole emuna is fractured. The emuna can only be whole if Hashem's kol yochol. In ha'olam kulu hu mechitza ha-misteres es yichoydi yisbarach v'atzmusa. Second point in this journey is that the world hides all of that. The world is a mechitza. The olam, olam is from Shem. Ne'olam, hidden as we know. The world hides the oneness and the all-powerfulness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't see it in the world. The world hides it. You can see it. It takes a lot of hard work to see it. ובמיוחד הוא מחיץ בפני התפיסה של כל יוכל. It's definitely mastering, it's a מחיצה in front of the כל יוכל. שכל מציע סעולם בנוי על יסוד הגבול. If you have a look at the world, we'll speak it out now, certainly in the aspect of space and time, the world is מאוד מוגבל. The world is built on the foundations of הגבלות. למשל, שולחן, the table. Everyone sitting at a table now. You have a table in front of you. So im yipretz gvuloiso v'hitdit pashet yizbatel melio shulchan eli yoil. If that table would break its boundaries and get very, very big, it would stop being a table. It would become a big tent, a big marquee. You could have a chasani in there if you wanted in your table if there was no gvulot. It wouldn't be very useful as a table. Im yipretz gvuloiso yoteh yirakia shamayim. It could be the heavens. Could be the blue, the kipata shamayim, if it got much bigger. Shekol mausu mikoyach hamidot hamugbolois vahamigdorois oitoy. The shulchan is a shulchan, and it fits into your house, and you can use it for what you need it for because it's mugbal. If it wasn't mugbal, it wouldn't be a table. It would just be an infinite piece of wood that would be useless to anybody. Ugon gvul hazman. That space, it takes gvul hazman v'amokam, she'achshav hu'achshav v'lo machar. Right now, we are today, where I am now, not tomorrow. It's not tomorrow, it's now. U'machar eni hayom, or etmol, and tomorrow is not now, or yesterday. V'kan hu'kan v'lo sham. And I'm here now, I'm not in Beit Shemesh. When I'm in Beit Shemesh, I'm not in Tifrach. And I'm mugbal in space and time. Vim is botlu gvulos aylu sheyesh gam es hamacha v'ayom v'es hayom v'macha k'doim is botlu kol seid oyla. If tomorrow's today and today's tomorrow and I'm there and I'm here, then the whole world just stops functioning properly. The whole order of the world would come to a crashing halt. So that's poshut, yeah? V'nidam elanu sheseid ezehu metziut mukhreches shelo nitenes l'shinui. And it seems obvious to us, we'll see, that this is a system that's mukhreches. It has to be that way and it can't change. That's the way the world is fixed, and it's frozen in that kind of a situation. We understand that something that's 3 amas big can fit into a space of 4 amas, right? But you can't take something that's 4 amas and put into something that's 3 amas. Correct? Well, they bnoi kol metzias ha'olam. She kol chayfetz ike metzias ha'garosu hu mikoyach ha'agbolot shehuktzov ha'iloyim. That's the reality of the world, that everything is built on a reality, that its existence is limited to the way that it's been defined. Some tables are 3 meters, some are 2 meters, some are 6 meters, but everything is defined by its hagbalot. And we think that that's frozen in cement, and that's the way it has to be, and it can never change. Amnam kol zehu anan choshech hamechas al ha'emes ha'neiro. All that is blinding you from reality. Everything we see in the world, these limitations of space and time, are all clouds that hide the emes from us. Because the emes is Hashem's kol yochel. There's no limitation to what Hashem can do and what we can be and how I can function. We've seen nisim that teach us that. One of the big nisim that we deal with is amut hamachzik es hamaruba, something small that can hold something much bigger. Kagon shekol beYisrael nichnosu ben shnei badei aron. The midrash tells us that Klal Yisrael, the whole of Klal Yisrael, comes in between the two badei aron. They fit it in there. There's enough place there for Kol Klal Yisrael. Ech yucholiot. How'd you fit the 6 million people into my salon? Yeah, because in Hashem's world, there's Kol Yochol. There's no limitations whatsoever. There's no space in time. V'chein Beis HaMikdash, oin din tzfufim ha-mishtachavim v'rovachim. You stand there, tzfuf in the Beis HaMikdash, everybody bows down, and there's enough place for everybody. Ze lo yucholiot. Ze lo yucholiot. Nachon? Lo yichol liot, but it happened. V'chein ha'oran b'neisu oimed, shekol elu anisi marin al pritzes gvulo isateva, by Tevas Noach. Interesting, he doesn't bring that, but Tevas Noach was much too small for everything that needed to go in there. There's no way you could get everything that Noach had to get into the Teva. You could get into the Teva. Enough food to feed all those animals for a year. You need a lot bigger than the measurements of the teva, the third of the teva. It's lo shaykh, nachinami, not shaykh. But that's the way it is. So all what we see in the world is actually hiding reality. And when you have exposures, Hashem opens up, He pulls the curtain back, and you see reality. Then you see that it's all just. Mechitza, hiding reality. Shekol elu nisim, marim al pritzes gvuloi sateva. All those nisim show us the breakdown in the limitations of teva. Ulandim al ma shiniru lanu shu metzias mukhreches shelo nitenes lishinui. And it teaches us that we thought that this is this wall is a wall, and that wall can't move, and that wall is there, and it can't change, and it can't. You have to get the right measurements because that door's not going to fit into a frame because the door's too big for the frame. All those things we see and think are muchreches. Those nisim teach us that it's all in Hashem's hand. He's the builder. If He wants to make it bigger, He'll make it bigger. If He wants to make it smaller, He'll make it smaller. Therefore, you see that he's kol yochol. Shimkva actually freuds at gvulot teva. If you can break the boundaries of teva, muata ein dover shuhu min animnos, then there's nothing that you're limited from. There's nothing holding you back. Shekol metzias nimnas hi mipnei shekach hagbila teva. Everything is limited and held back because teva limits you. Well, if chuko is a teva nitnim lepritzu v'shinoi, akva shaych lasot kol. If the laws of nature can be overridden by another system, nature says 3 meters cannot fit into 2 meters. But if we see 3 meters fitting to 2 meters, we understand there's something else at work here. Then the boundaries of teva are not muchreches. Sometimes they're there, but they're not a reality in and of themselves. Because you see that they don't always function. So then you understand that then anything's possible. Anything's possible. If you can have a Tevas Noach, then anything's possible. If the whole of Klal Yisrael can fit between the two Badei Aron, so you see space is not as fixed and frozen as we understood it is. It's something that's much more flexible and much more fluid. And of course, Baruch Hu can do what he wants. That's what those Nisim teach us. Let's put in slightly other words, Dessler says this, that the Nisim show us that the reality we see as a reality is not the real reality. The real reality is the nest that's behind the Teva. The Teva is just there to allow us to have Bechira. Other reasons as well. The Teva is just there to hide a Kosh Baruch Hu. If there wasn't a Teva and it was all just nest, then there would be no room for Bechira. But the Teva is hiding the nest. The Teva is not the Etzem reality. The Teva is Olam, it's Ne'elam, it hides, it's Mechitza. The reality is what Hashem exposed to us when he did Nisim for us. And our job is to penetrate into that darkness and see the reality with Emes, not with Imuna. The avoid is to start with Imuna and then go deeper and deeper. 10 Emes Le'yankov. Yaakov understood it and he saw it all the way through to the end. By him, there was no Sveikas. He understood reality the way it was. That's why it's Titen Emes Le'yakov, not Imuna. After Yaakov, at the end of the Avos, it goes into a world called Imuna. We don't have the Emes anymore. We don't see it anymore clearly. Our job is to penetrate into that cloud darkness and there try and discover some kind of light. It's a much difficult, more difficult work. Yaakov wanted to expose the reality to his children. He wanted to show them Eifa Ketz, and he couldn't. So he understood that they're not ready to function in the world of Emes. Their job is to work in the world of Imuna. That's where we work. Just as an aside here. Well, that's the interplay between Nes and Teva. If you want to know what exactly is Bidyuk, the Koyach, the dynamic in the world that shows the Kol Yochel and Ein Gvul of Hashem, where do you see Hashem's all-powerfulness, his able ability to transcend space and time, where do you see that? In Chidush. In the fact that the world's created Yesh Me'ayim. Shemekiven sheyizbaru sheshem yizbarachu mechadash chidushim, zehayral ein soifit gmura. The fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can create Yesh Me'ayim, he can mechadash chidushim, he can create this whole universe from nothing, just from a rotson. He wanted it, and there it was. There it was, because he wanted it, the whole universe. So that shows his ein hagbalot and his kol yochol. The more we learn about the Bria, the more we learn about reality, the more science even exposes to us what's going on just in the human body. Never mind the neshama. They haven't been able to put the neshama under the microscope yet, but just the human body, just the kol yochol of one virus is a meira on the kol yochol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the ein gvulot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before you even get to the Nisim, before you get to sun standing still and the Esa Makkas and Kriyas Yamsuf and all the Nisim Gulim that we build the Aymuna on, before you even get there. Just the complexity of the world, the fact that the sun comes up and goes down every day, the way it does, how it does, the whole, that these planets, millions and billions and billions of things are flying around out there in outer space at ridiculous speed. They're not bashing into each other. They're not crashing into each other. They're not causing atomic explosions. And you can follow their patterns. I've been doing the same thing for 1,000 years, 2,000 years, and that's all my the Kol Yochol. That's all because that was Boira Olam Yesh Me'ayin. If that was always there, so then it was always there. Zelo Ma'alik Klum Al Hashem. But when Hashem created all of this and creates all of this Yesh Me'ayin, that's where we see the Kol Yochol. Vasibat Pshuta Sheim Tachko Al Ma'isa Godol V'Noira Im Efshel Asoysoy Kegon La'achnis Es Kol Olam Retoch Kufsa Katana. If you would go off and examine, let's take use an example, a big maisa, where you take the whole world and you put it into a box of matches. You know, take the whole world, the whole universe, the whole eternal universe, and you put it into a box. And I tell you, my law is there built Yefshari. That's impossible. You can't do that. There's a law of Yefshari. What's the problem? If I would ask you to tell me, what's the ikka problem of taking the whole world and putting it into a box? The Talmud is in Egen HaMetziut. That's against reality. Reality says that the whole world can't fit into a box of matches. It's just not shy. There's a whole loyacholiot. Of a mawa dover haze hanikra metziut, tal chukya teva. What is this thing called reality? Those are the laws of nature. Umuvan adover shekva matmid haya chok shi'ev shalich nova godol toich shetach katan. There's always been a law. We were born into a world and we live in a world where there's a law that a big thing doesn't fit into a little thing. And if that's a law and that's a law that can't be broken, so far, so that's reality. You can't put an elephant into a box of matches. Because that's the world. Big things like elephants don't fit into matchboxes. That's metziut. But if there's a koyach of chidush, haynu lechadesh chidush goma me'efes v'ayin, if there's a koyach in the Bria somewhere that I can create something completely, completely new, and there's nothing against reality because it's always possible to do something else. There's always possible to be mechadish something. Let's create a new reality. If I can always create something new, I can always mechadish something, yesh miayin, well then there's nothing that can hold anything back from anything. Whatever today is against the metzius. Elephants don't fit into match boxes. That's a metziut, that's a reality today we live with, 100%. But in the next second, if there's a metziut of chidush, you can mechadish a new metziut that elephants do fit into match boxes. Because the only thing that says elephants don't fit into matchboxes is chukia teva. Chukia teva can be changed because I have the koyach of chidush. Usulo midi v'nimtza shemidas achidush hia gilui shel ein soifis gemura. Chidush is what enables us to get in touch with the fact that it's ein sof, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ein sof legamre. I'll give an example just from our world. He's bringing examples a little bit more exaggerated, but I'll give you a partial example from our world. Before penicillin, the person got pneumonia, rachman al-san, they died. Machon, that everybody knows. The metziut in the world is when you get a bacterial infection called pneumonia, you die. Very few elderly, certainly elderly, very few people survived from pneumonia in those days. Machon, my history is correct. There was a woman in Bnei Brak. There was a woman in Bnei Brak. I don't know exactly when penicillin was invented. I'm not sure exactly. Not sure exactly what the story was. Whenever it was, I mean the 50s, the 40s. I don't know. There was a woman in Bnei Brak, and the doctors had said she's got very long. She hasn't got a long time to live. A couple of days, maybe. She had pneumonia. There was nothing we can do for her. That tekufa was the tekufa when penicillin is already being marketed commercially. And the first dose of penicillin arrived in Eretz Yisrael. And she was the first person to get a shot of penicillin in this country. And she lived, she survived. Penicillin, lavala gavaldika thing. Yeah, but a year ago, there wasn't such a thing called penicillin. And if somebody got pneumonia, the chukah teva said, you die. And then there was a chidush. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was mechadish a thing called penicillin. It wasn't mechadish, it was there. Kodesh Baruch Hu was mechadish penicillin, b'sheishis yemei breishis. He was Megala to whoever it was, Louis Pasteur, whoever it was, the connection. He showed him his bread went a bit green and then it fell into the thing. It was an accident how he found penicillin. His bread had gone stale and whatever, and had gone a bit green, and a bit of the green fell into a, he was working with something and he saw that it was eating up the bacteria, and it was wow. And then yesterday this woman was going to die, and today there's something new in the world, and so that's the koyach of Kol Yochol, when you see that you can mechadish, that the laws of Teva are not muchrach. They're muchrach because Hashem wants them right now to be muchrach, but Hashem can move them anywhere whenever he wants. So that shows you the koyach of Chiddush HaOlam, and that's Megala, the Ein Sofias, that Hashem is Kol Yochol, he's Ein Sof, he can do whatever he wants. As Moiridik put, it's a lot of deep principles in there that are complicated and hard to get to, and he summarizes it just in one page. It's like, wow. I just saw my kids gave me for my birthday the other day the English version of the book about Rav Pinkus, who wrote the Sefer. And she has another Sefer like this called Shirim B'Tfilah. His two big things were Shabbos and Tfilah. Those were his two. So Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, when they showed him the Sefer, or Shirim B'Tfilah, he said, if I hadn't known who the author was, I would have assumed that this is one of the lesser known writings of the Ramchal. Okay. It's unbelievable what he was able to do here. In this Sefer, he wasn't talking about this Sefer. This Sefer, he didn't comment. But if Shirim B'Tfilah is Doimel Ramchal, then I don't know what you have to say about this. This is what, this is like, I mean, it's unbelievable what he's able to compress into just very basic, straightforward explanations. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But anyway, that's the you saw there. Okay, so let's take one more step forward here and see how we go. Umiyata, now. Mitbaye inyan moira miyuchad l'shabbos. Now we can start examining this moira, this yira, moira. Exactly how you translate moira, I don't know. Moira is awe, is fear, is reverence. I don't know what the English word correct is. Whatever works for you. Let's see what's miyuchad about Shabbos and moira. As we've said, how do you get in touch with Chiddush HaOlam? It's Shabbos. If something doesn't stop, it means it didn't start. But if something stops, it means it must have started. If it started, so then it was Mechudash. That's where we see Chiddush HaOlam from Vayechulu. So therefore Shabbos tells us what? One of the stories that Shabbos tells us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochol, he's Ein Sofis, he's endless, he's infinite. Shema Hashem is Baruch Yoytze Es Olam Al Yedei Chomorim Kedoyimim. If Hashem had created the world with pre-existing materials, Hayamokim Listapek Ulai Koichu Mugbal Chas V'Chilil L'Mizgeret HaKayemes. Then you would have said, Ulai maybe Chas V'Chilil, he's Mugbal to the situation that existed. If I want to build something new from pre-existing Chomorim, I'm limited to the availability of the chomarim, how many there are, how pliable they are, how you can use them. I want to build a house from wood. How much wood is there? There's not enough wood for the roof. Okay, so if you're creating from something that pre-exists, you're always limited by what pre-exists. But if you're creating yesh miayin, what's limitation is there? If you can take something out of nothing and create something, you're not limited at all. Because as long as you've got nothing, you can always create something, and there's an infinite amount of nothing. Correct? That's spine-chilling news of all Zeh HaMetziut. Shemesh Berach Yoetze Soilam Aledei Choramin Kodoyimim Hayimokim Listapek Ulai Zahagbala. He's mugbal to the system that exists already. Aval Im Kolach Im Kol Mechudash Mi'a Efes Hagomu, if it's all created new from Efes, Im Oysa Koyach Kva Yochel Echadish Kahana V'Kana, with this Koyach that you created this Yesh Mi'ayin, you can create anything Yesh Mi'ayin. He's not limited and bound to any reality, because his reality is Yesh Me'ayin. Yesh Me'ayin is Ein Sof, is infinite. It's machadash, it's new. So then there's no limitation to his strength and his awesomeness. The limitations are only that which exists now, because the divine wisdom decides it. That should be limited like this now. But there's no limitation to what he can create. There's no limitation to what he can create. So why is it limited now? Why does it appear like this? Because the Chochma Elyona decided that this is what it needs to look like now. But if the whole of Klal Yisrael needs to get to between the two Badim of the Aron, so then they will, because there's no limitation. There's an appearance of Gvul. There's an appearance of limitation. Of all, if you understand Shabbos, you understand Chiddush HaOlam, you understand there is no Gvul. That it looks like there's a Gvul now is because that's the way Hashem wants it to look right now. He wants you to have a table, so he puts a Gvul on the table. That's Chesed and Gvura. Chesed is the fact that you have a table. But Chesed without Gvura would just be an infinite long piece of wood, like we said right in the beginning. Gvura comes along and says, no, you're only 2 meters. And that's its tiferes. That's its beauty. That's the third thing. The beauty of a table is that it's limited. Rain, for example. What was the mubble? The mubble was just a removal of gvura, that's all. Rain is chesed, correct? When's the ikka chesed of the rain seen? When it stops. If it just keeps on raining and raining and never stops, that's so much chesed, you'll drown from that chesed. And that's what happened. The world drowned in chesed. There's more and more and more and more rain. When the rain stops, that's the ikka chesed of the rain. So much and no more. That's the beauty of the rain. That's Avram. Avram also was limited because, not limited, Avram Avinu was kulu chesed. That produces Yishmael. Because the flip side of chesed is zima, is immorality. The Yishmaelites represent zima in the world, immorality in the world. Yitzchok was untold gvura. To correct the untold chesed of Avram Avinu. That produces an Esav. That produces the flip side of that. He's achzorius, his murder, is a lack of appreciation of life. Comes along Yaakov and he balances those two forces. What's that? That's Torah. That's beauty. That's tiferes. So the limitations in the world are necessary in order for the world to do whatever the world needs to do. But they're not muhrach. They don't have to be that way because there's a thing called chiddush. That means Hashem can be mecharish, and we say it in Shema every day, in the brachas. Mecharish b'kol yom tamid ma'aseh b'reishis. Hashem can create anything. He can create penicillin today that wasn't there yesterday. He can do anything. That taught us by Shabbos. V'nimtza kasher anu makablim pnei shchina b'Shabbos Kodesh. When we welcome the shchina on Shabbos Kodesh, anu roim u'mevinim emeile ma mashmiyos koichi chazis barach bo'elam. We automatically recognize the koich of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. Koich en soifi bli shum gvul umida. Hashem is ein gvul, is ein sofi, and he has no gvul or measurement whatsoever. Kol yochol gomo, 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 gomo. Not 99%. Gomo. Shekol utzma ein sofi shetuchu lachshov lidamien, kva evshlo yisparach lachadish laiseskach. Whatever you can think of, whatever you can imagine in your mind, Hashem is already doing that. That should lead to an enormous awe and fear of this Boira Olam who's called Yochel. To stop there, he's going to start another section now based on Daf Nun Hey. So I want to tell you, I heard something this week, which is Mamash Ma'od Mot Choshuv, and we can use it, yeah, and it'll help us with other things we've spoken about as well. What we just spoke about now is very hard to live with, because we live in a world that seems to be Mugbal, and we kind of got it worked out. We understand how the laws of nature work, and we work within the laws of nature. And yeah, we know there's Hashem and whatever, and you have to daven and all. It's hard for us to mishalev what we call Hishtadlus and Betochen. That's where this fits into. Betochen means Hashem is called Yochel, you do whatever he wants, and whatever he does is for the good, v'kol b'seder. And then you have to make Hishtadlus, you have to daven, you have to do something, which means there's a contradiction here, minei obey, in the reality. In other words, I'm coolly dependent. I'm totally dependent. I don't know how to breathe. I don't know how to make my heart beat. I don't know how to lift up my hands. I'm cooler dependent on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And at the same time, I have to go out there and like somehow function to dig in the ground and plant wheat and grow food. So you understand that philosophically, that's a real difficult challenge. Even practically, it becomes an issue. I heard something this week. It's a mamash kavaldik. When you take 3 steps forward to Daven Shmoneh Esrei, you have to know that you can't do anything. You're totally dependent on Hashem. When you're standing in front of Hashem davening, you have to know that you need Hashem for everything. You can't do anything. That's the one plane we live in. We live in the plane of Tefillah, where we are coolly dependent. not 99% dependent, kula dependent. When you take three steps back, after Shmoneh Esrei, you have to know, now you have to go open up a Gemara, and you have to sit there, and you have to battle and struggle over the Gemara to try and understand it, even though you know you can't do it, but you have to go do it. When you're davening, you're standing in front of Hashem, you know that you can't understand one word of Gemara. One word of Chumash. You think you can understand a Chumash Rashi? You're delusional. Please, Hashem, you have to help me. I can't understand word of Rashi. Please, you have to help me understand one word of Rashi. I mean, lo yochol. And when you step back, now go open a Gemara and learn. Now's not the time for davening. Now's the time for doing work or going to the office or whatever else it is. We live on two separate planes. Yeah, those planes touch and they interface, but we don't live in the interface. We live in two worlds. The world of Tfilah and the world of Maisa. When you're standing in Tfilah, you need to know that you push it totally dependent. You can't do nothing. The Gavaldik, no? It just makes it a little bit more practical. I've got space where I can feel the total Ani lo yochol. And then there's the space where I do the best I can in the world that I have to live in. That's David HaMelech. Again, comes back to that Yalkut. I'll pursue my enemies, I'll overtake them, I'll kill them. Hashem says, Ani Oisakein. There's David HaMelech, again, living in those two planes. He understands that Ani Oisakein, that Hashem's doing everything, but it doesn't prevent him from going and doing everything he has to do. How do you do that? Why are you doing anything? If Hashem's going to take care of it, why are you doing it? Chizkiyahu HaMelech makes much more sense. Don't waste all that energy when anyway you're not doing anything? No, because in my world, I have to do everything I have to do. It didn't put me in the world so that he can do everything. He put me in the world because for some reason he needs me to do what I have to do. But I can't do anything. I know that's another reality you have to live with. To live with those realities. So it's very hard to live with those realities altogether. So yeah, there's a tool. I thought it was a Gavaldika Eitza just to separate. We live on two planes, the plane of Tfilah and the plane of Maisa. So obviously they're not two separate worlds, but for you're just able to get in touch with it. They're more odomodos there. So that's Shabbos also. There's the week and there's Shabbos. Shabbos is where you understand, Enod Milvado, Akol Yochol, it's all Hashem, and Ilo Se Klum, because I can't do anything. I'm not allowed to do anything on Shabbos. My hands are tired. I can't create anything, Yeshmiyai, or anything new. So Hashem does everything. And you take that imuna, that understanding, and you live the week with that. That's a different reality completely. But that's top. That's supposed to lead to some kind of awe and pachad and yira of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is more on Shabbos more than any other time of the week because of the Chiddush. Ad kar.
That means it's depending of the level of each one. For example, if we see the Arizal or the Ramchal, what they have done in 40 years, for us, it's impossible to imagine. That means the rule of the Teva is changing depending on the level. Even in the Beit HaMikdash, that was a lot of Ruchaniyot and Kedusha. The rules are changing depending what is the percentage of Gashmiut or Ruchaniyut.
In Achinami, however, there's a thing called Bechira, and I want to tell you a Moedika Maisa very quickly, if you have time. The Chofetz Chaim said that when he realized that we need a Mishnah Brura in the world, we need a Pirush on Shulchan Aruch, that Balabatim, people that don't have time to learn Shulchan Aruch, would have access to Hilchas Orach Chaim. He went around to all the Gedolim, begging them to write the Sefer, and nobody wanted to. He said, Lo haya Breira. So he decided he had to do it, and he did it. He said, but you must know, whoever would have said yes would have got the Siyata Dishmai and would have been able to do it. Anybody who would have said yes would have had the Siyata Dishmai to do it. Which means, yes, it's totally on your level, but it's also not totally on your level. Sometimes when you get up and you say, I'll do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the koyach to do things you didn't have koyach to do. The Chofetz Chaim said, anybody that would have said, Ani Mukhan, I see the need, I'm prepared to do it, Hashem would have lifted you up and given you the koyach to do it. The Chofetz Chaim said he saw open miracles when he was writing the Mishnah Brura. He said he needed a sefer that they didn't have. Suddenly the sefer arrived. He opened up on the page, Bidyuk, where he needed it. He said he saw unbelievable Siyata Dishmai writing the Mishnah Brura. Now, I'm not saying somebody who couldn't read and someone who was a complete Amah Aretz would have got up and said, that's what I'm saying. It's, you're right, but you're also wrong. Rav Dessler says in times of peace, if you want to be a general in the army, so then you have to go through the ranks. You've got to go on a course, and you've got to do this, and you've got to wait for the other guy to die. And when there's a war going on and the country's getting battered, anybody that says, I'm prepared to fight for the country, they make him a general and they send him out. Said Rav Defler, we're living in war times. Anybody that gets up and says, I'm prepared to do something with Klal Yisrael, will see unbelievable powers way above his own abilities. Back again to the two matzovim, you're right. Each person according to his tafkid, to his kalim, to who he is, that's how you have to function. I can't do the Ramchal's job. He can't do my job. If you see that no one's doing something that needs to be done, of course, Boch will lift you up and you'll become very great. And it's very easy today to do that. Whatever it is, you'll see each people are drawn to different things. Some things worry people. Some people see a deficiency that other people don't see. Wherever you see what you need to see and you have, if you decide, Ani Oseetze, Vakosh Boch Ozeli, you'll be unbelievable. I can't go into it now. You remind me. I can tell you from people that I know. But decided that's what they were going to do, and against all the odds, impossible stuff, okay, happened. I told you, Rav Pinkus went through a border post with his Kupat Cholim card. He had to go somewhere, he was on a mitzvah, it was a shlich mitzvah, and he didn't have a visa to get into this place. So he flashed his Kupat Cholim card at the border control, and they let him through. How do you understand that? Now, you'll tell me, yeah, because he was on a level of Einod Milvada. He'd worked himself up. He learned the Reb Chaim Volozhin and he understood, Chinami, with the right understanding of Reb Chaim Volozhin and doing it properly, you can walk through walls. Chinami. But there has to be a certain level. I agree with you. But there's more than just the level. There's the Ani Tzrich Lasot Etzeh for Hashem. If you're doing it for Hashem, Hashem will give you what you need to do it. Or not. Sometimes Hashem says no, He doesn't always say yes. You're right. They're totally on the level, but you determine the level. You can make your level much higher than it is if you decide. And he'll say it's you decide you're going to sit and learn, and you're going to take an extra hour out of work, and you're going to sit and learn, which is impossible because everybody that works what you do will tell you if you take an hour out of your morning, you only come to the office at 10 instead of 9, you'll go bankrupt. And you say, you'll see your business will survive. Not only survive, it'll do better. Nachon? So you'll tell me, yeah, but he's on a higher level than me. No, he put himself on a higher level than you. It's both. It's both together. Yeah. There's a certain level that you're given, but there's a certain level that if you want, you can transcend.
Mm-hmm. Good. Oh, yeah.
We're all functioning way below our potential. That I promise you. We're all way below what we can achieve.
Yeah.
That's the tendency of the goof to drag us down, and we continually fight and battle, and that's what's building muscle. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Okay, good Shabbos.
I should be in for this year on Shabbos. I just shoot on Sunday. I should be in for 9:30. Bezrat Hashem, if there's no changes. Yeah. I'm going to forget, but I'm remembering now. It's on Tuesday. I'm not giving shir.
Okay.
Whatever. Just remind me because I'm going to forget to tell the Olam that on Tuesday there's not going to be a vod.
Okay.
Just say to have a good Shabbos.
Okay. A good Shabbos. Thank you.